China is preparing intensively for the September G20 summit and sparing no efforts to create a dialogue platform between developing and developed countries. But problems such as the weakening world economy and rising trade protectionism are still the inevitable challenges the summit has to face. Gerhard Stahl, former Secretary General of the European Committee at the Regions, said the strengthening economic cooperation among countries and regions, being wary about the rising protectionism, as well as building an open market, will be the most significant responsibility of this year's G20 summit.
I think G20 has to play an important role. We need the coordination of economic policy between the different major actors, that means between China and Asia, between Europe and between the United States, and then also we have to integrate Africa and developing countries. And for this, G20 can be a very important forum. And we have now to make sure that global trade stays as an important element. Protectionistic policies are rejected. Markets which are protected in some areas are further opened up. And I think there G20 plays an important role.
David Dollar, senior researcher of the Brookings Institute, said that this year's economic growth rate appears to be 3%, although it was estimated to be 4%. So in facing the economic recession, the fiscal stimulus policies dominated by governments are still going to need important initiatives to boost the economy and development. Under the current circumstances of depression in the world economy, the tendency for anti-globalization has emerged in some developed countries recently. David Dollar suggests that developed countries should not forget their origins, and developing countries like China should keep playing a leading role, stepping up efforts to open up.
So I think you need the developing countries to play more of a leading role in opening up further. So it would be great if China would take some initiatives to open up its economy more. The advanced economies, they have to fight against this protectionist wave because free trade and investment have been a foundation of prosperity for these countries. The people are forgetting it now.
Huang Xiaoguan, CEO of the Australia and New Zealand Banking Group in China, also voiced his expectations for the G20 summit in combating protectionism. He looks to the G20, representing the most important countries in the world, to be in the position to work together to make the world better. According to the expert, not only will the G20 summit prove important to solving the world's economic issues, it is also a key opportunity for China to showcase itself to the world as a great place to do business. For CRI, this is Huang Yue.